Blog Talk Radio.
Republican traffic here. Praise God, everybody. Welcome to another one Tuesday night edition of the Preacher and the Miracle Man show. Sorry about what happened. We had some technical difficulty. We're not sure what it was, but praise God, we got it back up and running. And so now we're back on and we're going to restart. So welcome to a Tuesday night edition of the Preacher and Miracle Man. I hope everyone had a good Memorial weekend. I will say this, though. It was a hot one. Now, I like the heat. Not everyone does. So, take it for a grain of salt, as they say. We had high 80s and low 90s all weekend. Of the 3 days that constitute the weekend, Saturday, Sunday, Monday. Sunday and Monday were both in the low 90s in this area. In some places to the south, they had more 90s today, like Toledo, Ohio. I understand they hit another soaring 96, which is what they also hit yesterday. And so, was a fun weekend, though. I ended up at two different beaches. One was the one over in Sanford. But the one I liked more so was the one at one of the Oakland County parks over in Clarkston. Was a nice beach there. Lots of people. Good clean water and a sandy bottom. And pretty nice, you ask me. But it was nice. And we went to this great restaurant over in Lake Orion. It is called Bad Brad's Barbecue. Known for their barbecue. They have really good mac and cheese and things of that nature. I had myself the pulled pork sandwich. And it was really good stuff. Real good stuff. So if you're in the area, you go to Bad Brad's Barbecue. It's on Baldwin Road, which is exit 84. If you're going south, exit 84 off 75. And you go to the... Which way is Lake Orion off 75? Is that right or left? You go to the right off 75. You don't go like you're going towards the mall, Great Lakes Crossing. You go the other way, and you go about a mile, maybe a mile and a half. And it's down there on Baldwin Road in Orion Township. And it's called Bad Brad's Barbecue. And it's good for what we have here. I will say that I feel like I have had some better barbecue in some of the southern places like Kentucky, Tennessee. Yes, I'm looking at you, Chattanooga. I'm looking at you, Bowling Green, Kentucky. I know how it is. Yep. But for here, it's really good, though. Now, sorry for the late start. I had some things come up at work, so it ended up that I'm a bit later, so I'm going to try to keep it a bit shorter tonight. So I am going to do tonight, I'm going to do A Miracle of Jesus and explain it. For the reading, we're going to do Mark chapter 6. And I want to talk about Jesus walking on water. So Jesus walking on water. That's what we're going to talk about tonight when we do the exhortation. And what it represented. And so we're going to do that. Also, we're going to talk some sports as the NBA finals have been set, as well as NHL Stanley Cup finals have started. And what did the Tigers do this weekend? We're going to have that all coming up later in the show. But for now, let me just say this, folks. Those of you who are friends and family members who are interested in listening to this great show, we have a good way that you can listen to the show. You go to blogtalkradio.com. Once again, that is blogtalkradio.com. All one word. In the search box, you will type in Upfront Entertainment. And then there'll be a link you can click on, and the link is to our channel, which is called Live and Large. And we've done well over 150 episodes. Me and Fleacherman. And it's been awesome. We've really enjoyed doing it. And so it's been awesome. We've been loving it. And so folks, right now we have a telephone number you can call, and the telephone number you can call us at is area code 215-383-3810. Once again, that telephone number is area code 215-383-3810. And you can call in, and generally we can talk about whatever you like. With one key exception, and that is, this is not a political talk show. There are other good, solid political talk shows that you can call in and talk about politics. There's several shows that I could endorse. I mean, that I could feel like, you know, are good shows to listen to if you want to hear about politics and that. And you can call into those if you want. And those are Glenn Beck, Rush Limbaugh, Sean Hannity, and Laura Ingraham. All these are heard on one of the great stations here in the Great Lakes Bay region, and that is 100.5 WSGW FM. And you can call in and discuss politics with them. But with me, we generally talk, we can talk about generally whatever else, but generally we try to focus a bit more on faith, sports, fun, whatever's going on in my life, you know, food, because, you know, we all got to eat. Oh, yeah. Like, that's why I talked about bad breads a minute ago, because we all got to eat. And so we have fun on this show, and we love doing it. So with that, if everyone follows the rules, then we can take some telephone calls and have a good night. And a reminder that it is Testimony Tuesday, so please, if you have a testimony, call in. Talk about it. I want to know what God's doing in your life. And so, with that, I am now going to pray before we open the Bible for a little while. Dear Heavenly Father, I thank you for the show tonight. I thank you for this wonderful time in your Word. I thank you for all these lovely people who have joined in to talk. I mean, who have joined in to listen and hear the Word of God preached. I thank you that these people will be blessed by me, and they will be blessed by tuning into this program. And I thank you, Lord, that I will say what you would have me say, Lord God. And I just thank you that you just use me, use my lips, strengthen me, my mortal body, and my voice, Lord. And I give you praise and honor for that. And Lord, over this show, I confess that you, that in Jesus' name, that we have increases in audience. We have money coming to this show. We have sponsors coming to this show. And we have new equipment coming to this show so we can make the show a better sounding show. Praise God. Hallelujah. And I give you praise and honor and glory for that. In Jesus' matchless name. Amen. And so now, let's turn in our Bibles, please, to Mark chapter 6. Mark chapter 6. Praise God, I want you to be able to hear me turning in my Bible. Okay. Well, too far. But, folks, the best way that you can get the most out of this time and the Word tonight is by following along with what I'm doing. So it's kind of like the do what I do, only it's not a game. It's not a game. It's engagement. It's being involved. And so what that means for now is when I am reading the Bible, you follow along with me. If I pray like I just did, you pray. if I sing a song tonight as the Lord leads, you sing along too if you know the lyrics. And so with that, my Bible is open. I'm ready to read. And as I read, if you're not there, catch up. Once again, it's Mark 6. And Jesus starts by talking about a prophet without honor. That's how you'll know you're at the right spot. So, going to begin here with verse 1. And Jesus left there and went to his hometown, accompanied by his disciples. When the disciples came, he began to teach in the synagogue. And many who heard him were amazed. Where did this man get these things? They asked. And what's this wisdom that has been given him that he even does miracles? Isn't this the carpenter? Isn't this Mary's son and the brother of James, Joseph, Judas, and Simon? Aren't his sisters here with us? And they took offense at him. Jesus said to them, only in his hometown, among his relatives, and in his own house, is a prophet without honor. He could not do any miracles there except lay his hands on a few sick people and heal them. And he was amazed at their lack of faith. Now we're going to verse 7. Then Jesus went around teaching from village to village. Calling the 12 to him, he sent them out two by two and gave them authority over evil spirits. These were their instructions. Take nothing for the journey except a staff. No bread. No bag. No money in your belt or your wallet. Wear sandals, but no extra tunic. Whenever you enter a house, stay there until you leave that town. And if any place will not welcome you or listen to you, shake the dust off your feet when you leave that town as a testimony against them. They went out and preached that people should repent. Oh, I wish all of our churches were like that. I wish every church in America was like that right now. But I really do. As repent is a good Bible word. And they drove out many demons and anointed many sick people with oil and healed them. Thank you, Lord. Now we're going to go to verse 14 now. And King Herod heard about this, for Jesus' name had become well known. Some were saying, John the Baptist has been raised from the dead, and that is why miraculous powers are at work in him. But others said, he is Elijah. And still others claimed, he is a prophet, like one of the prophets of long ago. But when Herod heard this, he said, John, the man I beheaded, has been raised from the dead, I'm sorry. I just wanted to be understood, and I yawned. Sorry about that. For Herod himself had given orders to have John arrested, and he had him bound and put in prison. He did this because of Herodias, his brother, Philip's wife, whom he had married. For John had been saying to Herod, "It is not lawful for you to have your brother's wife." So Herod's Herodias nursed a grudge against John, and she wanted to kill him, but she was not able to because Herod feared John and protected him, knowing him to be a righteous and holy man. When Herod heard John, he was greatly puzzled, yet he liked to listen to him. Finally, the opportune time came. On his birthday, Herod gave a banquet for his high officials and his military commanders and the leading men of Galilee. When the daughter of Herodias came in and danced, she pleased Herod and his dinner guests. And the king said to the girl, "Ask me for anything you want, and I'll give it to you." And he promised her with an oath, "Whatever you ask, I will give you up to half my kingdom." She went out and said to her mother, "What shall I ask for?" "The head of John the Baptist," she answered. At once, the girl hurried in to the king with a request, "I want you to give me right now the head of John the Baptist on a platter." The king was greatly distressed, but because of his oaths and his dinner guests, he did not want to refuse her. So he immediately set an executioner with orders to bring John's head. The man went, beheaded John in the prison, and brought back his head on a platter. He presented it to the girl, and she gave it to her mother. On hearing of this, John's disciples came and took his body and laid it in a tomb. Verse 30. And the apostles gathered around Jesus and reported to him all they had done and taught. Then, because so many people were coming and going that they did not even have a chance to eat, he said to them, "Come with me by yourselves to a quiet place and get some rest." So they went away by themselves in a boat to a solitary place. Oh, but many who saw them leaving recognized them and ran on foot from all the towns and got there ahead of them. And when Jesus landed and saw a large crowd, he had compassion on them because they were like sheep without a shepherd. So he began teaching them many things. To those that it was late in the day, so his disciples came to him. "This is a remote place," they said, and it's already very late. Send the people away so they can go to the surrounding countryside and villages and buy themselves something to eat. But he answered, you give them a bite to eat. They said to him, that would take 8 months of a man's wages. Are we to go and spend that much on bread and give it to them to eat? How many loaves do you have? He asked. Go and see. When they found out, they said, Pa, and 2 fish. Then Jesus directed them to have all the people sit down in groups of, all to sit down in groups on the green grass. So they sat down in groups of hundreds and fifties, taking the 5 loaves and the 2 fish and lifting them up to heaven, he gave thanks and broke the loaves. Then he gave them to his disciples to set before the people. He also divided the 2 fish among them all. They all ate and were satisfied. And the disciples picked up 12 baskets full of broken pieces of bread and fish. The number of men who had eaten was 5,000. All right, this is what we're going to focus on tonight. Immediately Jesus made his disciples get into the boat and go on ahead of him to Bethsaida while he dismissed the crowd. After leaving them, he went up on a mountainside to pray. When evening came, the boat was in the middle of the lake, and he was alone on land. He saw the disciples straining at the oars because the wind was against. About the 4th watch of the night, he went out to them, walking on the lake. He was about to pass by him, but when they saw him walking on the lake, they thought he was a ghost. They cried out because they all saw him and were terrified. Immediately he spoke to them and said, take courage, it is I, don't be afraid. So they climbed into the boat with him. So he climbed onto the boat with them, and the wind died down. They were completely amazed, for they had not understood about the loaves, which were hardened. When they had crossed over, they landed at Gennesaret and anchored there. As soon as they got out of the boat, they recognized Jesus. They ran throughout the whole region and carried the sick on mats to wherever they heard he was, and wherever he went, into villages, towns, or countryside, they placed the sick in the marketplaces, and they begged him to let them touch even the edge of his cloak, and all who touched them were healed. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Okay, now. So, Jesus. So they have the disciples and Jesus. They essentially have a dinner with these 5,000 people. I mean, like, we'll say they put on a dinner for them based on what was available. They were the 5 loaves, the 2 fish. Miraculously, they had enough, and there were 7 basketfuls left over. What? Hang on, I was just thinking about something, that's all. But folks, anyhow, so this will actually be 2 miracles, folks. You know,
River?
Yes.
Hello? Oh,
hello,
man. I just wanted. Miracleman?
What?
Miracleman?
Yes.
Oh, I'm so grateful to be on your show tonight. I am absolutely amazed at this powerful word that you are presenting tonight. When I realize that you worked from 1 o'clock, 7:30 today, and you are full of the word of God and explain it so well and powerful. And in the first segment, when you were talking about how you love the anointing of Jesus Christ and you want to see, you know, a greater outpouring in the last days. And I just, you know, am so grateful that you have this continual theme of your life, Rivers, that it's about ministering to people. And if you want to see people blessed, you want to see people, you know, reading their Bibles and praying, and you want to see more and more people understand God and participate in the things of God and be prayed for and hear the word and hear the truth, and to think that you are so powerful, so impacting, when, you know, after a holiday, after you've been so busy eating at Bad Brad's and things like that, and then you preach the word. And I know, I think I say it on every show that I get on, that I am proud of you for giving your life that Jesus Christ gave you. You just keep giving it away to other people. And that's beautiful.
Well, I appreciate that phone call. I love you.
I love you.
Alrighty, I'm going to get back to my explanation. So, folks, all right. So, the miracle that Jesus did, it actually be 2 miracles. The first thing that he did there was the miracle of multiplication. Oh, trust me. I've heard of this. Oh, just last week, by the way, somebody was supposed to give a certain amount of money to Vicki Barclay. I mean, at the Women of Righteousness meeting, someone was supposed to give a certain amount. They had said, I don't have any more. Then they look in their wallet, and guess what's in there? more money that they didn't have, that they hadn't had, and they ended up putting it in the offering. That right there is miracle of multiplication. Oh, that's happened to people with medicine too. I was at a Benny Hinn meeting once where someone testified about that, where one of his Benny Hinn's staff testified that someone had had medication multiplied. Well, they had enough meds for another couple days or whatever. So this miracle of multiplication isn't just a miracle that Jesus only did when he was feeding loaves and fish to people. You know, when they put on that dinner. It is a miracle that Jesus still does. It still happens. Thank God. And then let's talk about the walking on the water. So the people are afraid. No, we'll go back. We'll back up a bit. So after dinner, we'll say, you know, after they got done with that big meal, so Jesus sent the disciples to the boat to go, you know, he said, go get on that boat. And so they get on the boat, and Jesus dismisses the crowd and then does, the disciples, you know, picked up the 12 baskets when they were doing cleanup, you know. And then Jesus is dismissing everyone and then making sure everyone's accounted for. And then after that's done, Jesus is looking over at the disciples, you know. And then about the fourth watch of the night, so very late in the middle of the night, Jesus is with his disciples. His disciples are having some trouble with the oars and things. Jesus comes out. His disciples, however, they think it's a ghost that they see walking on the water. But it's Jesus. It's Jesus. He was walking on the water to them. And then he gets on the boat and he tells them, please don't be discouraged. It's me, Jesus. Don't be afraid. And folks, we can't be afraid when stuff like that happens. You saw Jesus. I got to admit, if I saw someone walking on water, a human, I'd be like, what is this? This is kind of funny. It's not something you see in real life. But that was his way of getting to them, to comfort them. And it was a beautiful sign that Jesus did, the walking on water. We have, unfortunately, though, in the church, we had people that tried to twist it, not Living Word or nothing, but maybe some of those user-friendly or whatever, or some others, they tried to make it sound like it was ice, that he walked on ice, that Jesus walked on ice. I tried to find that in my Bible. I couldn't find it because it's not in there. He didn't walk on ice. He walked on water. By the way, I did not try to find it in my Bible because I already knew it wasn't there. But I was just saying that to show, you know. And so he goes, finds them. Then they go to Gennesaret. And so we should serve Jesus and fear him, and that kind of fear serve him. We shouldn't fear him to the point we're like afraid of Jesus. We can't be afraid of him. But this miracle of multiplication is awesome. You ask God for it right now. I ask for multiplication, Jesus, of listeners on the show. I hereby confess in the name of Jesus, multiplication of listeners under the show. Amen. Multiplication, the miracle of multiplication. It's just amazing. Folks, that can be like a huge promotion at your job. Like if you go up 5 pay scales or something. At my church, at Dr. Buckley's church, I heard where that happened to somebody. Excuse me. Let me rephrase that. I heard about that where someone got blessed like that, where they went up 5 pay scales. That's God. That doesn't happen on someone's own little thing. Maybe 2 pay scales, but not 5. But that's my Jesus. But if you want to see these kind of miracles happen in your life, like the miracle of multiplication, you have to know Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior. Because if you don't, this won't work in your life. So, if you want to accept Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, please call into the show. The number is area code 215-383-3810.
I was just going to start watching something, but I have a Jesus with you.
Thank you so much. But I was just saying, folks, right now, you can call in and we can help you. Because, yes, because I want these miracles to happen in your life.
So they have those for you?
To me. And what I was saying, these miracles, they'll happen for you if you know Jesus is your Lord and Savior. And I want you to have these miracles. So please call in and we can help you. If not right now, then do it tomorrow. But please don't let a whole bunch of time go by, because we're in the last days. And I want you to be, and I want to know that you're going to make heaven. Praise God. All right. So now we're going to pray. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for this wonderful word tonight, for the wonderful word of God. I thank you for as we read tonight about the multiplication of the loaves and fish, as well as you walking on water, Lord. I just thank you, Lord God, that these people will learn and understand this as we, on these Tuesday nights, go through the miracles that you did, Lord God, to show that you are the miracle worker. And Lord, as we have people call in and talk about the testimonies that you're doing in their lives, pray that these people will see it, Lord. And I'm called, pray that in the name of Jesus, that these listeners would draw people who are not saved to come on and listen to the show. And I'll be able to show them that you're real. You still do miracles today. The miracles aren't just something you did while you walked the earth, Lord. And I just give you praise and honor and glory for this word tonight. In Jesus' name, amen. Annie, can you get a Tigers score? The Tigers. So, folks, the Tigers started playing at Comerica Park today at 7:10, playing the Los Angeles Angels. At last report, the Tigers were down 4-0 in the third.
Yeah, 2-6.
6-2 in the
six.
Bottom or top?
Bottom.
Okay, so currently it is the Angels 6, the Tigers 2. It's the bottom of the sixth inning. Michael Fulmer, by the third inning, he had already racked up 42 pitches. And so he's had some good days and he's had some bad days this year. Oh, but Verlander in Houston, he is totally tearing it up. He's just having an awesome year this year. One of the lowest ERAs in the majors right now. He is rocking it down there in Houston, Texas. Rocking it. Big time. I'll always love Justin. I always will. I got to see him pitch 2 different times when he played here in Detroit. Once in early September of 2011. And then the other time was last July. But he's in Houston and he's doing amazing things there. Totally clicking. And so here's what happened in the series with Chicago. They won the series 2-1. The Tigers did. Cabrera is still out with injury. But some of the other players are coming back. But you know, they're still doing okay, kind of hanging in there. Now, basketball. Since Wednesday night, quite a bit has happened. So, in NBA East, Cavs were down 3-2, had to win 2 games in order to get back to the finals. 1-6, came from behind, down by as much as 12, in game seven to win by eight. King James was a huge piece of it. He played in all 48 minutes. And I tell you, man, King James back in the finals for the eighth year in a row. And the king I'm talking about is LeBron James. So don't think that it's a version of the Bible you can read at, you can read from, you know, the LeBron version of the Bible. That doesn't exist. But LeBron James. And he's done awesome things. He's still clutch. He's adored by a lot of people. Some people think he's prideful. But you can think what you want. Now, Golden State, that star-studded team, they were down 3-2 to Houston. Game six, they needed game six. They got it big time. Golden State did. And then Golden State got game seven as the Rockets were minus Chris Paul. Folks, I think that could have been the difference maker. I think that could have been the difference maker. I really do. And here's what's crazy about this whole thing. Both of these game sevens, the road team won. Both of them. Both. That, to me, is some pretty crazy stuff. What do I think the NBA Finals is going to be like? I don't know. I'll expect six games, I would say. Maybe seven. When is game one of the NBA Finals? What? Sorry.
Game one is Thursday at 9.
All right, folks. Game one of the NBA Finals is on Thursday at 9 p.m. At Golden State. As, you know, Draymond Green, Stephon Curry, and all those other stud muffins are going to go up against King James. And this is the fourth time in a row that it's going to be this. Quite honestly, I wanted it to be Cleveland-Houston. Because let's face it, I am a fan of Ohio. No, I'm not going to spell it. And that does mean that I also really like Cleveland. No, not Cleveland over Detroit, but I like it when Cleveland can do well in sports as long as it doesn't come at the expense of Detroit. So. NBA Finals, Thursday at 9 p.m. Here on ESPN Radio. I'll be listening to it myself on Thursday when I get home from church. NBA Finals, game one goes to Washington Capitals as they take out Las Vegas. Let's go up 3-2. And so, folks, until tomorrow night, God first, God always. So long, everybody, and I will see every one of you tomorrow.